All right. Good afternoon. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com. It's Saturday. It's Saturday in May. I think it's the 8th. I'm out camping in the Rocky Mountains. So pardon me if this is not up to the same audio quality as my normal podcast did, but this is being done on an iPhone 5S. I am about 50 miles east of Pikes Peak with my son, next to a little river here full of trout, and we're having a good time. So this is my Sunday morning sermon, and it's going to be a little bit different because I have some different things on my mind, and I'm hoping the audio comes through well. But let's talk about what's going on in the United States today. We see a breakdown in our civilization. We see a breakdown in our society, a healthy society, a normal society, a vibrant society, a society that's not sick and diseased, doesn't burn buildings down with public servants in them, doesn't do that. And even if it does burn buildings down with public servants in them, the established political leaders in one of the major political parties, the dominant political party, don't cheer them on. Don't give them political cover for them. When a portion of the society advocates the murder of white people explicitly and openly, and the Democrat Party makes excuses for them and gives them cover, and so does the Republican Party, it's not the sign of a healthy society. And they get all these excuses. They get all the excuses. Well, you know, the white people are evil. White people bad. White people enslave black people. And so they've conjured up a philosophy of hate, a political philosophy of hatred towards white people, of hatred towards Europeans. And there's no question about this, that this has been done. The 1619 Project. Biden's pumping his government full of people that hate white people. boy, it just goes on and on and on. This is not the sign of a healthy society. It's not the sign of a healthy society. There's a deep-rooted sickness in it. And, you know, we can explore that a little bit. Part of it is these new Pharisees, have gone back to the same tricks of the old Pharisees and have imposed sins upon people that are not sins at all. They've invented their traditions of men, their precepts of men, and the traditions of the elders that have no basis in the Holy Scriptures. And what they're doing today and what they've done today is especially starting with the Jews. Yeah, I know, if we're just talking about the Jews again. They want to impose upon the rest of the world guilt, eternal guilt, for their experience in World War II in Germany. They don't want anybody to ever forget that, especially in the United States, who fought the Germans in the United States. But they don't want anybody in the United States, the white people in the United States, or the Christians in the United States, ever to forget their experience in the Second World War. As if it was our fault, or as if we were guilty for it. For them, we are, because we're white European Christians. And so they constantly hold that over our head, and they will condemn anybody that dares question the holiness of their experience, and dares question why we should do everything you can to support and bow down before the Jews. And I think that trope is running its course. I think people are waking up to the reality that it's silly. I'm no more guilty of their experience in World War II than, I don't know, it ain't me. Tough experience for the Germans. A lot of Germans died. A lot of Germans died in World War II. A lot of Germans were burned alive in the World War II. Firebombing of Dresden, firebombing of different German cities, burned alive. Horrible experience. I don't see anybody bowing down and causing a whole new religion for that. But other people picked on him. That's not really my main point. My main point is that other people have picked up on this. The blacks in America have picked up on this guilt manipulation. And so they're going to ride it for everything it's worth. They're going to ride it for everything it's worth. One may have thought that after Obama was elected in 2000 and what was it, 8? And reelected in 2012, I guess it was, that we may have gotten over this whole black-white thing in the United States. But the left, the perspective from the left is, hey, man, this guilt manipulation works. White people are so burdened with self-guilt for something that they never did that they'll give us anything we want. So they doubled down on the white guilt. They doubled down on the hatred of white people. And they start demanding that people, that white people, hate themselves and their bloodline. And they want more and more and more. And so, you know, that is not the sign of a healthy society. That's the sign of a sick society. And if you listen to those people, the solution is to destroy, well, they make it explicit. It's a Jewish guy, Jewish professor who's passed away, thank God. And Harvard University, you know, established by and for white Christians, European Christians, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what Harvard was founded for. And his whole purpose is to wipe out the white race. He's made it explicit, to destroy the white race. And that would solve their problems. And I've never once heard a Jewish organization renounce him or deny him. On the other hand, he gets all kinds of plaudits. You know, big kudos in papers like the Los Angeles Times when he passes away, saying what a great guy he is, and they make sure that everybody knows that he's Jewish. That's hardly a left or a right wing anti-Semitic cabal, the Los Angeles Times. And so it would seem that there's a good portion of people in power, the academies for starters. And I remember, I've been there, I got my PhD, I sat through that stuff. The hatred of white culture and Christianity was explicit. It was explicit. And it's not a sign, I mean, people do not come to America because Somalians are running the place. Okay, people don't come to America because Guatemalans are running the place. People don't come to America because African Americans are running the place. Let's be clear about that. Let's stop playing games. A great race of Europeans, Christian people, came and settled North America and built a great nation. Built a great nation. And there's no question about that. Now, it is to them because they hate white people. They hate Christianity. And they think that somehow if they can destroy Christianity and white people, it would be better for them. This isn't trying to build a better society. It's trying to get more for themselves. But, you know, if you kill the goose that lays the golden egg, you're not going to have any more golden eggs. And if you destroy a Christian culture, a Christian civilization, and you destroy the Europeans that built it, that's the goose that laid the golden egg. That's the goose that laid the golden egg, a Christian and European civilization made America great. Not going to apologize for that. And I know, there's a narrative out there that says, well, the black slaves made America great, and nothing could be further from the truth. So, you know, this is to white people, especially to white people and to heritage Christians. Heritage Christians. Your ancestors were Christians. If you're European, your ancestors were Christians. And don't speak evil of your ancestors. That's a violation of the second or the fifth commandment. Do not speak evil of your ancestors. I would that we rebuild a great Christian civilization once again. But these folks, to figure it out, have to impose,
You know, this is guilt trip on people in order to extract wealth and transfer wealth from others to themselves. And we got to talk about it. To pretend that it's not happening is to bury your head in the sand. And let's get a little more specific. Let's talk about the burning of our cities. Let's talk about the burning of Portland, where you've got these self-hating whites, Christian-hating whites, that would destroy the heritage of European and Christian civilization in North America through violence. Through violence. It has nothing to do about peaceful change. Nothing to do with peaceful change. And so the Republicans, these screwy Republicans that run the place, that run the Republican Party, that, you know, they don't want to say anything because they have no more loyalty to the traditional Americans than anybody that wants to destroy them. They really don't. All they want is their position and their power. And they'll ride this train wreck right into the wall and jump off at the last minute. And the Democrats, of course, they're whole hog into this thing, and it's amazing. And then they'll get rich doing it. You know, don't tell me the Obamas didn't get rich during their 8 years in the presidency. They own so many $10 million mansions that it boggles the mind. It's not like he came from money. Clintons are the same way. They came, you know, they got their money through their political office, corruption and bribery. And you can go down the list, but Republicans and Democrats alive, they somehow get into politics, and next thing you know, they're multimillionaires. It's the grift. It's the graft. And they're not, they are constitutionally incapable of doing the right thing. They're constitutionally incapable of doing the right thing. If you want to save yourself, you're going to have to stand up for yourself and your family and your bloodline. What's going on in places like Portland? They're explicit. The left is explicit on this. They want to demonize and demoralize the police forces so they can replace them. Now, things are bad now. Wait till they do this. All right, so you can get traditional Americans who protest and they trespass in the people's house. How can you trespass in the people's house? How's that even possible? How can you trespass in the people's house? How can you do that? How can you trespass on the Capitol? Doesn't that not belong to all Americans? And is anybody under any illusions whatsoever that had a million black people storm the Capitol? It would have been heralded as an anniversary that we would have celebrated for the next 100 years. And they would have said what a great thing it was that they're finally rising up and doing the right thing. But because white people did it? Okay, let's talk about what's his name? Chauvin, the cop that had his neck or his knee on the neck of Floyd. And Floyd dies, and next thing you know, we got Saint Floyd. And, you know, Chauvin's outed immediately. He's fired immediately. He's outed. He's publicly distanced by his department. He said, this is a horrible man who did horrible things. He hates black people, and, you know, we're going to fire him, and we're going to prosecute him for everything that we can think of under the sun. And so they did, and they got convictions, 3 different convictions on the guy, and I'm sure they're going to go after him for civil rights violations next. In fact, they already have, and they're not going to let up on this guy. Good or bad, that's not my point. My point is to contrast what happens when a white person dies of gunfire. Then you got Ashley Babbitt, who trespassed into the Capitol. She trespassed. Okay, guilty of trespassing. She gets shot through the neck. All right? Nobody's saying who's... The shooter was surrounded by people, surrounded by police officers, and they're protecting the shooter. They won't say who his name. They won't give a picture. They won't put his name out there. This person hasn't been fired. They won't say what police agency he was from. They won't say he's even with a police agency. So you shoot a white person who was in the people's house, shoot her to death, and you protect the shooter. And then you got some low-level criminal that dies in the process of being arrested, and he's... And everybody, you know, and the, you know the story of that. There's completely different rules for the left and the right, for traditional Americans and some of these lowlifes. You got local prosecutors in the county in Portland saying, we're not going to prosecute these protesters, these peaceful protesters. Yet the peaceful protesters that stood up on January 6th, the full force of the federal government is coming down upon them. Forget the federal government in Portland. They're not doing anything to prosecute these people. Yet somehow they can find every person that showed up in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, tracking them down across the country and arrest them and throw them in prison. Some of them without bail. So a completely different set of rules. What do you think's going to happen in places like Portland when finally they drive out the last decent leadership? Or Seattle? Who do you think's going to take over? You think there's going to be no police there? Of course there's going to be police there. Of course there is. They're just going to shift it from people that believe in the rule of law for everybody and people that are woke. Imagine a police force full of, cultural name these days, but imagine a police force populated by people that burn cities down. And they're going to go out and they're going to exact justice on all these evil white people. This is not the sign of a healthy society. It's absolutely not the sign of a healthy society. And, it's a problem. And it's not going to go away. We're not going to vote our way out of this. Okay, we're not even talking about what happened on November 3rd. But we're not going to vote our way out of this thing. I hate to say it, but that's not the trend. So what responsibility do you have as a person to respond to this? Well, number one, you've got to realize what's going on. You've got to acknowledge the truth. You've got to acknowledge that this is real. It's not fake. I got to see if I'm still recording here. Oh, I don't care if I have no service. Am I recording? I seem to be recording. Good. It's not fake. What's going on is real. Don't let your eyes deceive you, and you're going to have to listen to people like me to get the story, because you're not going to get it out of CNN, MSNBC, Wall Street Journal, or the Republican Party. You're going to have to get this somewhere else. And it is a breakdown of society. Absolutely it is. It's almost the final theft of anything that can be stolen in the United States as it burns. And if you think you're going to be safe and protected because you kept your head down and your mouth shut, wrong again. Look at Seattle. Look what happened in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Chaz. So you got the barbarians. The barbarians take over Chaz, Capitol, this area in Seattle. What do? They bring everybody to park and say, hey, y'all white people, turn around right now and give 10, 20 bucks to a black person right now. That's what happened. That's what's going to happen. They want it's theft. Don't call it reparations, but they said, if you can't give 20 bucks to a black person right now, if you're white, what are you going to do when we come for your house and we demand reparations? And so these whites, I don't know what they did. I wasn't there. I probably wouldn't have made it through there alive. And, that's what they're after. The communist revolution is always about theft. It's always about taking from resources from one group of people who created the wealth, in large part, not exclusively, and giving it to the leaders of the Marxist revolution. It's not about giving it to the people. It's never been about giving it to the people and making a safer and more just society. It's never been that way. But look at Venezuela. Look at Venezuela today. Look at Pol Pot back in the 70s. Look at communist China. Who do you think runs communist China? It's not the people. It's the Communist Party. It's never been. Look at the Soviet Union. Who ran the Soviet Union? It wasn't the people. It wasn't the farmers. It was the party leaders, and they enriched themselves, and they shot and murdered anybody that got in their way. What do you think is going to happen in the United States? The same thing. All right, what to do about it? First of all, don't be naive. Don't pretend this isn't real. It's real. It's absolutely real. And second of all, you're going to have to figure out how to protect you and yours, because they're not going to do it. They're going to come after you and burn you out. It's already happening. It's already happening. And let me give you a couple of examples of what from the Bible for what has happened. Abraham was a great man. Abraham had his own trained militia. He had men in his household, whether they were his sons or retainers, people that worked for him, and they were trained. They were trained in the arts of war, and they were able to take care of themselves because nobody else was going to take care of them. And as we return to as we devolve into a society of anarchy, this will be more and more true. Let me give you another example. Speaking of Moses, he didn't get permission from anybody to do this. He didn't get a government permit to set up his own militia. He did not. He had his own trained men. Let me give you another example. King David, before he was king, he was an outlaw. David was an outlaw. Righteous man, godly man. He was an outlaw. And he attracted all kinds of ne'er-do-wells to himself. People that had risky reputations, shall we say. And he had his armed force. And eventually he took over. He didn't ask permission. He was outside of permission. They were out to kill him. Do not look to a government that is utterly corrupt to save you. So these are just a couple ideas, a couple things going on, a couple things running through my mind. You think through this. Don't put your head in the sand and think everything's going to be okay. It's not a good way. It's not a good way, especially if you're a responsible adult, especially if you're a man with a family. Figure this stuff out. Figure out who your natural allies are. And if you're relying on the government to bring justice for you, you're a fool. You're a flat-out fool. Government is not interested in bringing justice for you and doing the right thing. If you think they're going to do the right thing by you, you're a fool. They're going to do what's politically expedient and what gets them money and power. And right now, the political expedience is to piss on the white people, piss on the Christians, and fold to the wokesterism, fold to the left, cave and fold, and then demonstrate to the left their obedience to the ideology, the anti-white hatred, the anti-Christian hatred of the left. That's what the state has an interest in. They have no interest in strong families, strong communities, strong neighborhoods, strong small businesses. They want all opposition, all potential opposition, to a centralized totalitarian state to be utterly erased. And they're actively pursuing that. Let me give you another example. Remember Malheur Wildlife Refuge? This was some BLM land in northeastern Oregon. And I don't know the details of it, but basically there was a standoff between traditional Americans and police forces, federal police forces. Ended peacefully. Nobody got shot. A lot of people could have got shot. Well, I take that back. They killed the one guy that the feds were after. Lavoie Finicum, they killed him. Could have ended worse, but they did kill him. And this story isn't even about him. There's another guy down there. I won't even give you the guy's name because it doesn't matter. And because he was there, they threw him in prison for 5 years. Threw him in prison for 5 years because he was there. Because he was there. And if you want to, you know, listen to a story, you can go to text.net and I got a link there. And it's a fascinating story. But the bottom line, it was political persecution. He didn't commit a crime. He didn't do anything. He didn't shoot anybody. He didn't fire his gun. He wasn't trespassing. He so he goes to jail for 5 years. And finally, the court says, this is completely ridiculous. They got it overturned. He says, it has to be dismissed with prejudice. With prejudice. I'm not an attorney, but I guess that means you don't ever bring this up again. So my point is, if you're seeking salvation in a just government, that day's gone, man. That day's gone. It's over. And I would encourage you to get a realistic view of what's going on and where you stand in this. Now, the easy road is to capitulate to the left and give them whatever they want, bow down, kiss the foot of a black person, all right, apologize, say all the right words, and be an utter coward. So you knock yourself out. You do that. I have a lot of colleagues that have done that. Knock yourself out. The hard road is to put up your middle finger. And put up your middle finger and say, you know what, you're all full of, you know what. And that's kind of where I stand on this matter. And I've done that. And not going to stop doing that. I have a view of society that emerges out of the Hebrew and Greek scriptures. I talk a lot about that. I talk about building Christian nations. I talk about bloodlines. I talk about how building a new Babel, universal rule of law and universal human rights, it's all a bunch of crap. It's all a lie. They have no interest in a consistent rule of law or universal human rights. It's just, they're pretty words used to subjugate people and bring them under a centralized totalitarian control and utterly crush all the influence of the good influence of Europe, Europeans and Christians. Christian civilization. And certain party members will be elevated. Certain groups will be elevated. I'm not interested in that. Not interested in that. The standard institutions among human beings are things like land, family, self-sufficiency, borders, language, culture. And it's been the project of, I don't have a good word for it, the New Babylonians, the left, absolutely the left, the university professors in my entire lifetime, and I've got a lot of experience with that, to destroy all these institutions, to deracinate human beings, to strip them of the roots of land, borders, culture, even gender now. You're neither male nor female now. They wanted to strip them of all these things. And what that does is makes them powerless, utterly powerless in the face of the almighty state. And that's their purpose. That's their plan. Then they can impose upon you whatever they want. And if you think you have value as an individual under this government, think again, man. Think again. You're nothing but a roadblock in the way of their totalitarian order, their totalitarian antichrist order. They have no interest in you as an individual. And they want to rip people out of their land. They want to mix peoples. Open up the borders, man. Let's flood ourselves with Guatemalans and Somalians and Muslims. And we think that's going to make this country better. No, it's going to destroy the country. It's destroying the country, and they know it, and that's why they're doing it. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. That trick is as old as the Bible. You had the ancient Babylonians. They took people and they moved them around just so they could rip them from their roots and their language and their culture and their religion and their people and make them powerless in the face of these totalitarian empires. Same plan today. It's not a new plan. It's an old plan. And I would that we had Christian nations on earth. The gospel isn't one or two people having some born-again experience. It's entire civilizations that serve Jesus Christ. It's a Christian nation. Where the Ten Commandments are the norm. Everybody, of course you live by the Ten Commandments. Why would you not? And before you say, I don't want to live in a theocracy, you already live in one. You already live in a theocracy. You already live in the most totalitarian theocracy on the planet. You can't have an opinion without their permission. And if you don't think that's true, it's because you've never dared to have an opinion that is contrary to their narrative. You've never done that. I guarantee you, you go publicly have an opinion that's contrary to the approved narrative, and you see what kind of a free country this is. See if you don't get deplatformed. See if you don't lose your job. See if you don't get fired. See if you don't get in trouble from your school. Or demonized by the press. And this is widespread. This is widespread. I mean, show up on January 6th. And you might be in jail already. You spoke against the narrative. You spoke against the narrative. You dared to have a public opinion on January 6th that was undermining the narrative. And it's terrified them. And so they're out there arresting you and throwing you in prison. That's not the sign of a free country. Yet if you're on the right side of their narrative, be a BLM Antifa protester, burning places down, your chances are good that you're not going to... Heck, you probably end up a sergeant in the new police force. That's where it's going. And then you got the little bureaucrats, whether they're corporate gear bureaucrats or government bureaucrats, all the same. And they'll do everything they can to keep their mouth shut or wink and nod and give their blessing to what the leftists are doing to show that you're not guilty of the social sins that they have imposed upon you. And there goes our country. But there's millions of us out there that aren't giving up. Millions of us. And we're waking up to the fact that we are white and that we are Christian. And by God, we're not going to apologize for that. Not going to apologize for that. And we're waking up trying to figure out who we are. Trying to figure out what that means. Trying to figure out how to re-racinate ourselves with our people, our language, our God, and our land. We're not going to apologize for re-racinating ourselves. We're not going to apologize for going back to those things which made us whole and human and healthy and alive. Our land doesn't belong to foreigners. Our land. Our language. Our God. Our culture. Yes, we're proud of our higher math. We're proud of our calculus. We're proud of that. And we believe in teaching that in our public schools. And we're not going to bend to your foolishness to say that it's racist. You want to call it that? You call it whatever you want. I spit on that word. Those are words that y'all invented that have no basis whatsoever in the Holy Scriptures. Racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, and anti-Semitic. There's no basis in the Scriptures for those things. That's part of your false religion. That's part of your false religion. Your false morality, and you're trying to guilt manipulating people into obedience. Hey, man, the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. I have a king. His name is Jesus Christ. I will never apologize for that. And if his Holy Spirit convicts me of sin, great. But you won't. You won't impose your guilt manipulation on me or my people. Not going to have anything to do with that. Now, I know. Fritz is being divisive. Another one of those social sins. Well, you know what? Let's get over that. Let me stop being divisive. If you agree with me, it won't be divisive anymore, will it? So just stop your bitching, stop your whining, stop your moaning, stop your complaining, stop your accusations, and agree with me, and there won't be any division. How's that? You like that solution? I like that solution. So if you got a problem with division, just agree with me. And we'll be over that. Not going to happen. You want it all. And you don't want anybody to object. I'm objecting. I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. And it's the job of the Christians to open up their mouth. That's the number one job of Christians, is to open up their mouth and preach the truth and preach the gospel. And one of the great things that has happened in the West, in Europe, in America, is the Judaizing of the Christian church, the Judaizing of the faith, where we've substituted the substance of the Hebrew and the Greek scriptures. We've watered them down and we've turned aside and we've ignored them. And now we have no resistance as they impose their man-made precepts upon the Christian church. And then the church becomes part of the problem. For years, 100 years, the church said, oh, yeah, you know, we believe in evolution. We don't want to talk about that. Or we just won't even talk about evolution. Or we don't want to get involved in politics. And so they've ceded territory, 90% of the territory that they should claim as their own, to the enemy. Then the enemy says, that's not good enough. Now you need to take our values, and you need to fight against racism, sexism, homophobia, you know, the whole nine yards. And the church is silly, and it does. Well, we're waking up to that. And that's the salvation. That's going to be the salvation when the church wakes up. And that's my goal, is to wake up Christian peoples to this nonsense. And as that happens, yeah, the devil doesn't like it. The devil's going to get angry. The seed of the serpent's going to get angry. Yes, there is a seed of the serpent. No, we are not all one. No, we are not all children of God. There's a seed of the serpent and there's the seed of the woman. This whole garbage that we're all one is just nonsense. Even the left doesn't believe that. You say, well, we're all one as long as you obey us. If you don't, we'll slaughter you. We're going there in the United States. It's going to happen. We're on one-way track to that. As a student of history, I'd be a fool to think it's going to end up any other way. But there's great hope. I have great hope, and the great hope is that we wake up. Who? Traditional Americans. Heritage Christians, wake up. Return to the God of your fathers. Heritage Christians, wake up. Go back to the God of your fathers. Understand where the greatness of Europeans came from. It's because we converted as a civilization to Jesus Christ. Don't give me this stuff that white people enslaved black people. Black people got enslaved by black people in Africa, and they were sold to they were sold to a lot of different people. They were sold to a lot of Jewish slave merchants. And most of the slaves that went to the Western Hemisphere didn't end up in the United States. 97% ended up in Brazil. So all your guilt manipulation, you can stick it. We're rebuilding. The just shall live by faith. We're not going to apologize to you for historical things that happened to you or your people. We're not going to do that. We don't owe that to you. If America was such a bad place, there's a reason people flood into places like Europe and Australia and in North America. It's because a European and Christian people built beautiful places to live. If that were not true, they wouldn't be coming here. But they're trying to destroy the goose that laid the golden egg. And I'm calling especially the Christians to wake up, man. Get out of this cult you're in. Realize that you're in a cult. You've bought into the lie. Wake up. Shake it off, man. Shake it off. You can get out of the cult too. Heritage Christians, telling you that you Jesus Christ is a much gentler Lord than the left. Jesus Christ is a much gentler Lord than the left. Much more tolerant, much more graceful, a much easier king to serve than the tyrants of the left. He believes in you. He believes in your people. Believe in him. Fritz Bergen, Blood and Faith, bloodandfaith.com. And I'm not going anywhere. We'll see you around.